Talking with Wisconsin Badger play-by-play man Matt LePay as Bo Ryan announces his decision today through the university that this will be his last year this coming season as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Matt, this was something that was talked about at the end of last season, and he waited now a while on the advice of Barry Alvarez, the athletic director. Surprised at all?
Maybe a little, but probably shouldn't be, to be honest. I think, you know, he's someone who, for the longest time, I think a lot of people thought he would coach until he was 80-some years old. But, you know, I think he, in the last few years, I just have a feeling that he's wanted to try to enjoy. He loves to golf. He has a place in California, in Southern California, in Palm Springs, where he likes to go when he can. With his health being good, I think he would like to be able to enjoy the winter months and be able to chase the golf ball around a little bit. So having said all that, when the announcement comes, it's still probably a jolt to me, and it's a jolt to probably a lot of Badger fans. But I'm happy for him. I'm happy for any guy who can call his own shot when it comes to when you want to step down. So, you know, maybe mildly surprised, but more happy for him, Bill, I think, than anything else.
Talking with Matt LePay, the play-by-play voice of the Wisconsin Badgers. Matt, he obviously has said that he would like to see Greg Gard, who has been as loyal as they come, a longtime assistant under Bo Ryan, take over when that's all said and done. Has Bo, do you think in Barry's mind, has the 14 years and the great success of Wisconsin, does that give Bo the opportunity to call his shot on his successor, or does Barry Alvarez still have some work to do?
Yeah, you know, I think Barry's still, you know, he's still the athletic director. He's still the guy who, I would think, would make that decision. Although one of the things that Barry has done in his career is seek advice from people whose opinions he highly respects. And you know, in the release today, I think Bo made it pretty clear what he would like to see. I mean, it's going to, well, I don't know that. Would I like it to happen? I think it'd be pretty cool. Going to be the next guy. But I think, Bill, to answer your question, that's still the call that is going to rest with Barry, and he's going to make the decision that he thinks is best. But I can see where Bo's coming from, because continuity matters, especially when it's working. You know, we're seeing this now with football, with coming back and bringing Paul Chris back here to Madison, and the work that he has turned in through the years as a Badger assistant. And now he's to get his feet wet as a head coach the last 3 years. That's somebody who's very successful and who knows and understands and accepts the culture at the University of Wisconsin. And I think those are qualities that somebody like Greg certainly has. What that means long-term, I guess, remains to be seen. But it certainly makes sense. I understand where Bo's coming from.
Clearly, Bo has on many occasions given credit to his assistant coaches and Greg Gard in particular for developing the game plan against strong opponents when the Badgers have been able to go in and win games. And Greg Gard, his name popped up several times. Obviously, he's a strong recruiter, too.
He's strong in everything he does, with the exception of being a self-promoter. He stinks at that, which is okay. You know, there are some guys, and you know, we all see it when you cover sports. Some coaches or players, for that matter, are better self-promoters than others. Greg is not that way. I think people might be fooled by him. You think he's a low-profile guy, but you watch him in a room. He can work a room and can talk your ear off. I mean, he's a very outgoing guy, and people in the state certainly know him and respect him. When I say people, I'm talking about people in the basketball circles, and he's done a terrific job in recruiting all over. But you know, you think in recent years, not just Wisconsin, but in Minnesota and Ohio. But he's been in charge of scheduling. He does so much work with the camps. He is involved so much in the inner workings of the program. He really does have a grasp of how to go about your business. And I also would add that Gary Close and Lamont Parrish, also on the staff, are very important members. So, you know, we'll see what transpires here down the road. But somebody like Greg, I think, has earned an awful lot of respect in the basketball circles. He's not flamboyant in any way, but he is definitely what he might lack in sizzle, he more than makes up for in substance.
Take a look forward, if you can, and this is only conjecture on our part, but is this going to be a season where Bo Ryan is the fact that Wisconsin is looking for a new coach after the season is over, that this is going to be a distraction, or is this going to be a fun-filled final season? If you had to make a prediction, what would you say?
I think it would be much more the latter. It would be much more fun-filled. He's pretty good at avoiding distractions. He's a fascinating guy in a lot of ways, Bill, in that you can listen to him at a news conference and walk away having absolutely no idea what he's talking about. We all know how he can ramble. But when it comes to things that he considers really important, like coaching his team on the floor and in chalkboard sessions, video sessions, to a man, they talk about how concise he is and how good he is at keeping, as the cliche goes, focused on the task at hand. I think he will enjoy this. It's going to be interesting seeing him going into these other Big Ten arenas where he has been booed throughout the years. My guess is there's going to be a lot of respect now shown him. I think of the Bo versus Izzo, those rivalry games that have been so many classic games, Wisconsin and Michigan State. When the Badgers go to East Lansing, I suspect it'll be a little different reception this year. So that'll be a little bit different, but when the game's going on and Bo is disagreeing with an official, you're going to see those same facial expressions from him. And when a player is not doing something right in a game or in practice, he's going to be on that player like he has always been. So I think some things will seem a little bit different, but when it gets down to the really important stuff, I don't think Bo changes at all.
So many great things have happened in Bo Ryan's time, his 14 years in Wisconsin. You've been there every step of the way as the play-by-play voice. And obviously there may be more this year in his final season. But, you know, you can certainly highlight the Final Four appearances in the national championship game. But is there any one or two favorite moments of yours as Bo Ryan has coached this Badger basketball team and you've been able to sit back and call it and watch it as an observer?
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of them. I mean, the obvious ones, as you mentioned, are the Final Four. But I think back to that first season, Bill, when they were down to about seven healthy scholarship players. It was after the transition, after when Dick stepped down a handful of games in and Brad Soderberg took over, and then Pat Richter decided that they were going to make a change. And that first season, the 01-02 season, that was a year I'm not sure many people thought they could win 10 games overall. I'm not talking about 10 Big Ten games. I'm saying 10 games, period. And they won some games that to this day are still remarkable. There was a really good Illinois team that came in here, and Wisconsin beat them in a thrilling game. And they had a lot of those kind of games that first year, and they ended up winning a piece of the Big Ten championship. That first year for me is something that just to this day really stuns me in a lot of respects. I just didn't think they were going to have enough healthy bodies to be a competitive team, and not only were they competitive, they won the league. So, I mean, that year stands out. But they've had so many, I think, in a broad sense, two games that will stand out. There's so many as Michigan State, either at the Kohl Center or at the Breslin Center or in the Big Ten tournament, be it in Chicago or Indianapolis, including this past March with the tournament championship game, which was just a terrific game. Those are the memories that I'll always have, and just how much he enjoys coaching the profession of it, enjoys the classroom, as he calls it, being on the basketball floor. But outside of the obvious, being in the Final Four that first year, and any number of Michigan State games will stand out.